Is Ellen DeGeneres going to leave the Ellen DeGeneres show? That's what we're talking about right now on your pop news.
99.1 The Mix. We're live from the Kessler's Diamond Center Studios. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Is this true?
Well, E! News is talking about it. In fact, the New York Times have an article about it that Ellen DeGeneres is considering ending her daytime talk show.
Oh, hell no!
She can't end
it. Her contract goes through the summer of 2020, and I guess she goes back and forth on the subject. Her brother, who's in the entertainment industry and a comic, and her wife, Portia de Rossi, have both kind of been in her ear about it. Portia specifically, her wife, has been saying, you can do so many other things with your creativity. It doesn't need to be the talk show, because she's been doing the talk show for a while. And it might be time to hang it up. She's 60 years old.
Isn't she going out on a comedy tour?
Yes.
Something like that? So that's going to take up more time. That's really going to be something else pulling at her time.
And she has her stand-up special since 2013. Netflix is Relatable, which premieres December 18th. So she's doing stand-up there as well. But my gosh, I was crushed when Oprah ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Devastated. I mean, cried for a while over that one. And then Ellen came on. I said, okay, good. We have something on.
You're good to go.
4 o'clock. It's uplifting, it's positive, it's entertaining. And now what are we going to do?
I don't think she's leaving.
Producer Dave, you don't think she's leaving?
Her contract goes through 2020, and she just signed that contract extension. Like, I know, she's been going back and forth with her brother and with Portia, saying this and saying that, but in 2 years, a lot's going to change in 2 years, and she's going to be 2 years older in 2 years, and maybe she's thinking, maybe my talk show is the easiest thing for me to keep on going and not going on these comedy tours or not doing these movies.
But what am I going to watch? What are people going to watch when they're making dinner
for their kids? That makes us feel like there's good things going on in the world.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's not going to leave the show. She's not going to...
If she does?
No.
What if she does, though?
It's going to happen
I don't like these rumors.
Eventually, but I don't think it's going to happen as soon as we think it's going to happen.
She's going to stick around, huh?
Yeah. Everyone loves her. She knows that everyone loves her.
Well, it's successful.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Exactly.
That
and it changes people's lives. That's the thing about her show.
It's making money, and it's doing well.
It's not just a regular talk show.
But according to this New York Times article that's very long, and I'm still reading it, by the way, because I want to finish this whole article, a lot of what they're talking about is that how it can be sort of draining for someone like Ellen to be that on, that positive, all of that, all the time, and that she's expected to be that 24/7, even when she's not on her show.
And that
has maybe behind the scenes been a little bit tiring for her, which is why she's feeling like, I need a little bit of a break.
I need to just go backstage and smash some glasses or something. I need to be mad all the time instead of being so positive all the time. Is that what you're saying?
I mean...
I see her as being someone, though, that wants to make a lot of people happy, and she wants to make herself happy, and she enjoys doing the show. I can see why she's torn. But the conversation has definitely started now.
Oh, man.
So enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres show while you can, because it might not be here after 2020.